Well, good afternoon to one and all, folks. We've got another fantastic band for you, but it's actually Sharon herself, but she is from the band The Occurian. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Les. I'm absolutely delighted to speak to you.
It's great to get us on. We've had the technical problems, but we'll get over them completely. Now, how long have you been singing for now, Sharon?
Oh, no. I would say I've been singing for decades. But this collaboration of talented people who we joined up together just last year. So we're really pleased that we've managed to actually start producing some of our own work.
Oh, well done. Fantastic. And who have you got in this super band of yours?
Well, we're a bit more humble than that. We wouldn't call ourselves super. But Mario D'Agostino, he's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays everything with strings. You can hand it to him and he can play it. It's quite remarkable to watch. And Rue Geddes, who is in his third year at the conservatoire, and he plays fiddle and he also plays piano. My contributions are that I'm the songwriter and I come up with melodies inside my head. I'm not musically trained, but it just comes from wherever that thing comes from, that place inside people. It's a wee raw place. And you sit doing it anyway. I'm one of these people up in the middle of the night with a song lyric in my head, and I'm going bits of paper and I'm scribbling them down. So they start off as poems and then they turn to lyrics. So the melodies just come from, I can't tell you where they come from, they just come from inside my head.
Well, that is the best place for them to come from. Whereabouts do you stay, Sharon?
I stay in a Gateside at Barhead, but I was brought up in the village of Neilston all my days.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great wee village, Neilston. I used to find a little hop there in days gone by.
Good for you.
They are great community spirit. Now, I'm going to get you to choose three tracks for me. Can you give me your first track you would like us to play for you?
If you would be so good, Liz, to play The Witches of Bargarran.
And what's that one about?
Well, this song is about the Paisley Witch Trials. King James VI of Scotland was very superstitious, deeply superstitious, and he actively encouraged witch trials which took place all over Scotland. And this particular song was the last, it's about the last witch trial that took place in Scotland, where 33 people were accused of witchcraft by the daughter of the wealthy Laird of Bargarran, Christian Shaw. And she named them, saying that she was possessed. Of the 33, seven of them found themselves convicted of witchcraft. And it started from a simple statement that came from a kitchen maid where Christian Shaw had caught her drinking milk, and she cliped to her mother, and she was so angry at her, the kitchen maid, that she said, "May the devil harrow your soul through hell, Christian Shaw." And she said this to her three times, and I went up to the Mitchell Library and I got the actual trial papers from 1697, and in the opening paragraph the kitchen maid is accused of saying this statement, "May the devil harrow your soul through hell, and she says it three times to her. And this was the reason why seven people found themselves at the end of a rope and then burned in the centre of a four-way crossway at Maxwellian Street in Paisley. Lies a horseshoe, and that horseshoe was placed there because one of the accused, seemingly witches, which is a fable really, but they were just poor souls getting accused of something, She shouted from the gallows, a hex upon the town of Paisley. And so the timepiece of the horseshoe was placed into the middle of the road to keep the hex sealed into the street. It was quite common for women who were accused of witchcraft to shout a hex from the gallows because they had heard that other women had been let off if they had done that. And there really was no chance. It was all conjecture. And if they had decided they were guilty, that was it. Their fate was sealed. So for those poor seven souls, their fate was set for sealed.
Misogyny for Christian Shaw's possession, supported by King James's crown. Those dark days in Paisley's town, seven souls condemned to burn as the witches of our garden. Childhood accusation made, then fingers point to a herbalist, and seven more to follow. From gallowed steps, Agnes Naismith, and dying cursing rage she made. There'd be a hex on all your veins, and a wrath on your forefathers. From those who died at Gallows Hill, may the devil hurl your soul to hell. The devil hurl your soul to hell, for the witches of your veins and a rat in your forefathers. For the pain, suffering, and the injustice done, may the devil harrow your soul to hell, for the witches of Bargain.
little band he gave you that shone upon your head.
what you already knew. This is no shock, this private life. There were no I love you. You heard about him years ago, and you chose to stay. The pride of kids, of family, you lived a life betrayed.
Time is
is not our friend. Let's never wait till last regrets of those three words we should have said. So wipe those teardrops from your eyes and raise your glass, friends, to say goodbye. Your time had come, you couldn't stay, but Stella will miss you every day. Parting glass, life's hourglass has poured too fast. Your time had come, you couldn't stay, still will miss you every day. Still will miss you every day.
I'm afraid I had to cut Sharon off in a prime. She's got a fantastic interview, and it's absolutely brilliant the way she talks about her songs and where her musicality comes from. But we'll put it online later so that you can actually get it from the website, so you can hear more about the fascinating story of all the different witches and the history of Scotland. It's absolutely fantastic. It was like walking down an encyclopedia of just knowledge of everything that is out there in Scotland, and especially the witches in Paisley. I love that one to bits. So hopefully you'll get to hear that, but the magic music's to come up now. And thanks, Sharon, so much indeed for being with us, and apologies we had to cut her off short and in her prime. And you're listening to www.celticmusicradio.net and 95 FM in the fair city of Glasgow and DAB Radio. You're with the Danny Kyle Open Stage, and this is day three of the Danny Kyle Open Stage. And as I say, we've got three more acts for you. Well, two more acts now for you with this afternoon. And hopefully you will enjoy them every bit as you have the previous ones. We're going to have Malcolm McWaite and also the two lads, Neil and Rue. So more magic music for you. And you can always go to the website, Everything You Miss, and you go to the archive site and you will get it there. Our wonderful Sandy Seminoff, he loads it up to the archive site for us to make sure that you never go away and you can actually hear everybody that's been on at the Danny Kyle Open Stage. And there's been a lot of people on. So also go to the Celtic Connection site. And of course, listen in to some of the phenomenal concerts that are out there. The talent that's out there is just quite unbelievable. So thanks very much indeed for Sharon once again. And we will give you her three wonderful tracks from this fabulous album that she's got. And hopefully you will enjoy it as much as I do. Thanks very much indeed for listening. Take it away, Sharon.